Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.
So you've just been listening to the iconic Doobie Brothers playing, guess what? Listen to the music. And that's exactly what we're going to do here right now. I've invited Alia Bland right back to share with us her seven tracks of music that have meaning, music with meaning. This is our third section of this show. And Alia, how was it sort of summarizing your life in seven tracks of music?
I was cursing Jerry at the seven tracks because I could have had 77 tracks. And I really am a music lover. So I have a lot of songs that throughout my life that I've loved or have meant something to me. And narrowing it down to seven was a job that took me about 2 days of really thinking it through and being harsh with my red pen. So yeah. It's an interesting mix of what we've got here today. It's we'll talk about them as we go along, but
yeah. And listen, in the interview we were talking about how you handle trauma and stress, and I'm wondering, does music play any part in that?
Yeah, it does. I would say that my sort of theme song of my life has been a particular song from Rage Against the Machine that has a lot of swear words in it. So we won't have that one. But, you know, it has to do with telling the authorities that you won't do what they tell you. And so but there's that. And then there's also just loving to turn it up loud and sing at the top of your lungs and move your body when, you know, just to get yourself back into reality. I think it's really helpful.
Yeah, we've actually played Rage Against the Machine on a few occasions on the show, so I'm very familiar with that piece. And yeah, what an awesome raging piece. And it's interesting, isn't it, that in the interview you did talk about rage and how we manage rage. I didn't really focus on that, but I think that's such an important piece, really, how we, if we deny rage, we kind of suffocate ourselves. You think about a fire. And a fire has this great updraft, right? And the fire creates an updraft. And so the fire creates the oxygen we need to burn. And sometimes we got to burn, right? It's one of the four elements, and it's a vital element for survival. So, yeah, rage and fire, you got me thinking. So let's kick off. And the first track I asked you about was really, you know, what track of music kind of takes you back to your childhood times? And tell us what you've chosen.
Right. Well, there's a lot of Kiwi tracks that would have worked in here as well. And I've been a bit of a cheater with this one because the song I have selected is by a band that was large in my childhood because my parents, you know, as I said earlier, they had me young. They were old hippies or young hippies at the time. And we had a lot of Led Zeppelin. They were really into music. So Led Zeppelin and just as I was getting a bit older, Dire Straits. And so all of that sort of music has a really special place for me. And so I probably should have chosen the obvious one for this one, which was Stairway to Heaven. But I thought that that was a little bit too cliche. So even though it was one of those songs that, when I recognized that I'd heard it and I knew what I was listening to, I knew that I knew all the words, but I didn't know how. And I think that that was because it had been played throughout my early years and I just picked it up, but just didn't connect the dots at that time. So this song is one that I actually heard when I was a little bit older, and I don't know how I missed it when I was young because I just love it. I love the beat. It makes you want to get up and move. It's just it makes me feel good. So this particular song is Fool in the Rain.
By Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, by Led Zeppelin.
Oh, let's have a listen. So that was Fool in the Rain by Led Zeppelin. Wonderful piece. Thank you, Alia. What is your second piece of music for us?
Well, when I was young, I used to spend a lot of time entering competitions on the radio and through magazines and things like that. And I used to win a lot of stuff. I used to win like tickets to concerts and movies and books and CDs or tapes, as it was back then. And one of the tapes that I won, which was interesting because we already had some of his music in the house, the albums, like records back in the day, was the very best of Van Morrison. And I loved Van Morrison as a teenager. That was quite unusual, I suppose. I remember my best friend laughing about the fact that I loved Van Morrison because it was an unusual choice alongside Pearl Jam and Eddie Vedder and Nirvana and all the other kind of grunge music that I also loved. And so I have some definite favourites from Van Morrison. And again, I haven't chosen my absolute favourites like Brown Eyed Girl and, you know, there's some classics that are there. But this song is one that's a bit cheesy, actually. I think this particular version's a bit cheesy, but I love it anyway. And it is called Whenever God Shines His Light. Van Morrison, I understand, is Christian. I'm not a Christian, but I do have a spiritual faith. And I just love the sentiment of this song. I love the feeling of it. I love the connection that these two men, because it's a duet with him and, oh gosh, who's the other guy?
Cliff Richards.
Cliff Richards, who, you know, he's not somebody that I would normally listen to. But for some reason, this song is another one of those songs that when it comes on and I'm driving in the car, I'll turn it up loud and I'll just sing along with it and it makes me feel good. So that's why I chose that one for today.
Well, yeah, I have to say, Cliff Richard is someone that I've tried to avoid as much as possible, partly because I think when I was very young, I absolutely adored him. And then when I got older, I got rather embarrassed for adoring him quite as much as I did. So I'm far too grown up to like him, but I absolutely love his vocals on this. And, you know, you got this raspy kind of, well, I would use the word grungy, not in the grunge sense, but a real rasping kind of male voice that clearly doesn't give a shit about anyone or anything, and of Van the Man, one of my great musical heroes. And then you get this kind of choir boy sound of Cliff Richard. And the very fact that they sing together is kind of a miracle to me.
It is. And it's made even better that when all the crazy went down recently, Van Morrison was one of the ones to stand up.
He really was, wasn't he? Yeah. If I hadn't liked him before, I'd love him afterwards anyway, just for that, right?
Exactly.
So we're going to listen to Van Morrison and Cliff Richard singing Whenever God Shines a Light on Me. So that was Whenever God Shines a Light on Me, written by Van Morrison and sung alongside with Cliff Richard. Love it, love it, love it. I love that song. And you're listening to Real People on Reality Check Radio. And this is the third section of In the Psychotherapist Chair. And we have the wonderful and beautiful Alia Bland giving us her seven tracks of music with meaning. Alia, what's your third track that you've got for us?
All right. Well, this next one is by an Australian artist that my husband stumbled across once upon a time when he was just surfing YouTube looking for different music, as you did back in the day. And this guy is someone who is incredible on multiple levels. So he's amazing to see in concert. If you get to see him live, he is one of these people that can play multiple instruments at once and sing. And the lyrics that he writes, they're really from the heart. They're very spiritual. He is probably, you'd consider him a bit of an activist. His name is Xavier Rudd. He's probably a bit hippy-dippy. But I love what he puts out. And this particular song is one that is my husband's favourite, and it's also one of my favourites as well. And it is a song called Spirit Bird, and it is about the connection between the Aboriginal people in Australia and the earth. and some of the wrongs that have happened to them over time, and the connection with this particular bird that's sort of screeching at him who inspired this song. So I think it's quite a long one, but it's a sort of one that when you hear it live in concert, you look around you and people just have tears streaming down their face. So it's that kind of a track.
I feel moved just hearing you describe it.
Let's have a listen.
Yeah, let's have a listen. Spirit Bird by Xavier Rudd. So that was Spirit Bird by Xavier Rudd. What an incredible piece of music, Alia. What do you know about this guy?
Well, I followed him for a bit, and one of the things that I learned about him was that he was adopted by at least one mob of Australian communities over back in Australia, and they've passed along. I think he's even got been gifted his own name, and they taught him how to play the didgeridoo. And it's taken a long time because I think that to play to the level that he plays is not an easy thing to do. And so he's just a deeply sort of a spiritual connected man with Mother Nature, and he is really dedicated to fighting for the preservation of the planet and, I guess, righteousness around some of the wrongs that have been dished out over the years. And you know, people might agree or disagree with some of the stuff that has gone on, but you can't fault him for his heart and wanting to see justice for the people that he feels have been wronged. So, yeah, he's an amazing man. I would go, every time he comes here, I try and get there to see him perform.
Well, he's one I'm going to be looking out for because I was so impressed. I'd never heard of him before you mentioned him to me. So thank you so much for that. So we're moving on to track number 4. What have you got for us now, Alia?
Well, this next one is a song that when I heard it for the first time, I was blown away by the lyrics. And I heard it before my husband and I were married. And it is by a band, well, not a band, but it's a group that would get together every year at a period of time. I'm not sure that they do it anymore, called Fly My Pretties. And it was made up of different musicians from around the country, from different bands that would come together for a series of concerts each year and a CD that would go with it. And this particular one is called Singing in My Soul. And it's like a classic love song. And it's really beautiful. And it was a song that my husband and I chose to have at our wedding.
I did wonder when I heard it, and I thought, I wonder if this is a wedding song for you guys. Yeah. So what year did your wedding take place?
That's asking me. See, I'm a sort of person that lives in the now, and I'm terrible with these kinds of dates. And so I often forget how old I am. We totally forget our anniversary each year. I don't know how long it is we've been together, but I know that, well, my husband and I have been together since I was 16 and he was 17. So that's a very long time. And we got married after we'd been together for 13 or so years. I think it was 2006.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, that's great. And I love the relaxed attitude you have towards your and listen, I think our mutual friend, Paul Brennan, might be able to tell us even more about this piece of music, because I think it was performed in St. James's in Wellington, I think. So I think they meet every year in the same place, or I don't know if that's just once. But what I read was that the performance of this that we're playing was performed in 2011 by this group of musicians in Wellington. I don't know if you know anything about that.
It might have been again since, but it was definitely before we got married the first time. They would travel around and do a series of concerts around the country, and then they would choose the best recording from all the ones that they had recorded to put on the CD. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, let's have a listen to Singing in My Soul by the conglomerate of musicians Fly My Pretties. Is that, have I got it right?
That's right, yeah. Age Prior, I think, was a singer for this one.
Beautiful. Let's have a listen. So that was Singing in My Soul by Fly My Pretties. Ali Bland, we are on your fifth track of Music With Meaning. What have you got for us?
Well, that one was beautiful, wasn't it? And this one is actually by one of the same guys that's involved in Fly My Pretties, not intentionally, but this particular song is by The Black Seeds, which is another New Zealand band. And it reminds me, it takes me back to a time when my children, my first two boys were pretty little. And my second boy, as I sort of said before, was a bit of a firecracker. And as a child, you know, he was a runner. He was the one that gave me huge anxiety of anyone ever leaving the door open, because he'd be up the street and on the road before you knew it. You know, completely different to his first brother, who was very well behaved and even keeled. But this little Ned, he loved his music, and probably because we always played music, but he used to love this particular song. And he would always call, you know, before he could really even talk, he knew how to say the name of the song and ask for it to be put on so that he could boogie around the lounge. And it's called Slingshot, and it's actually a song about karma, which is, I thought, was quite quite good, about, you know, what you give is coming back to you, whether that's good, bad, or otherwise. So that's a song. You can turn it up loud and boogie around your lounge too, if that's where you are.
Let's do it. Let's have a boogie to Slingshot by The Black Seeds. You've just been listening to Slingshot by The Black Seeds. Alia, what was the link that you spoke about before we listened to that? There was a link between that and Fly My Pretties, the track before. Is that right?
Yeah. So the guy, the lead singer of The Black Seeds, I think his name is Barnaby Weir. He, to my understanding, was the one that would put together the annual collection of musicians for the Fly My Pretties tours. So that they are connected in that way, and you'd hear the vocals if you listen to the full tracks from some of these albums. You'll hear his voice in there, as well as obviously in the Black Seeds music. So they played a big part, and those would have been sort of around the mid-2000s and onwards in our household. All our neighbours would have heard it. Up loud. Yeah,
and another Kiwi band, and from Wellington also, so that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to move on now to your sixth piece of music. If you're wondering what the hell you're listening to, then this is Reality Check Radio, and my name is Jerry Pives, and this is Real People in the Psychotherapist Chair. And after grilling Alia Bland in the chair, she gets to relax and to just talk about music and to de-stress and de-traumatize from the experience of sitting in the psychotherapist chair with some, with some lovely music that we can get up and move around to. And I think we've got quite an interesting one coming up here.
We do have quite an interesting one. So for the listeners, Jerry gave me a list of sort of prompts to think about the sorts of music that I might like to choose. And one of the topics was turning points in your life. And so one of the clear contenders for me for this, although I had to whittle it down, was the song Common People by William Shatner, that the very first song that opened up RCR that Paul Brennan played back in March of 2023, when we very first started. That one is one that is a very clear turning point for me. But so I would have liked to have played that one. But this one is another song that punctuates a time in our lives. I'm sure that lots of you will share this with me. And it is by a young man. I also think he might be from Wellington. And he created this song called Freedom Over Fear, or most people would probably know it as Dear Jacinda. It's by R.E.D. And when I first heard this song, oh my goodness, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. And I must have played it like three times in a row just to hear it over and over and over again. I couldn't believe it. Somebody had managed to put into words and into a piece of music all the things that I was feeling about our previous Prime Minister and the damage that she had done to people and the outrage that I felt over the injustice of the decisions that she was making and the punishments that people were getting, and just the rawness, I think, of the feeling that you have towards somebody who is being such a tyrant. And, you know, there are parts in the song as to when, you know, his wishes for her. And I think we probably all felt that at some point in time, and some of us maybe still do. It has got a few explicit lyrics in there. I don't know, maybe I have to have a word with the boss and give this one a pass. Normally we bleep out that sort of stuff, but boy, oh boy, in this one, I think it's fully justified. And so maybe we just give it a warning up front and let you know that there are a few, couple of F-bombs in this one, but I think that they are warranted.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this on the replay, you don't have to go and tune in and find it for yourself. So no worries on that. And sometimes, yeah, this really became, for me and my wife, our anthem during the time we were coordinating the local Voices of Freedom group down here in Wanaka. And my wonderful wife, Ella, and me, we, when the Wellington protest started, I couldn't get up there for health reasons. So I thought, well, I can't do that. So there's no point whining. So I'm just going to, what can I do? So we just picked up a couple of Voices of Freedom signs and we got in the car. We just drove down to the waterfront and sent a little note on our telegram, said, we're here and we're going to be here until Wellington is over. We're going to meet for an hour every day at lunchtime. A manageable chunk of time, you know. And we just felt, you know, we thought we're mad. We're completely mad to standing on the lakefront in front of all these restaurants where all the holiday makers who were, by the way, allowed to go into the restaurants. And we weren't. We just stood there and we brought down our speaker with some music and we put this on and we played it nonstop. And it, for me, it just completely is my Voices of Freedom demonstration. And within half an hour, there were like five or six people who just come down. They just came and they just came. And so most days we had 50 people down there. We were just like in tears. And it became a real social event. And, you know, it was all down to what you started and the fact that we could come together and we were partying. And the people who were meant to be on holiday enjoying themselves in the restaurants, all looking at their phones, they looked so bloody miserable. And across the road, we were eating our sandwiches or just dancing and lining up and cheering when someone hooted a horn at us and all of that, you know. And it was just amazing, Alia. And I don't think you can ever fully, well, I hope you do comprehend what you did in bringing people together like that and what you and Claire and Libby did. And I think I realized how interconnected we all were because there were quite a few people on holiday from all around New Zealand. And they just happened to be on the street for that 1 hour. And they would come up and say, ah, oh, and I suddenly felt we were like an extension of Auckland Main Street, you know, all over. I thought Wanaka is really just an extension of Auckland and Wellington. And in fact, the rest of New Zealand, Voices for Freedom people from all around New Zealand came in and they jumped over the little fence and joined in with us. It was just grabbed a sign.
That's so cool. Yeah.
But yeah,
and it really did help. Because those of us that were in Wellington could see all of this stuff happening through the social media and, you know, people that were that weren't able to be in Wellington but were supporting from afar, and it was a big boost. So thank you for doing that.
Oh, it was such fun. It was such fun. And this piece of music was our anthem. And we put it on as loud as we could. We wanted to give as many people as possible indigestion during that 1 hour. That was our aim. You know, I don't know how much we succeeded, but that was part of it. And we did it by dancing and laughing and hugging and having a great time. A bit like Wellington was, from everything I've heard. It was a place where love blossomed, you know, where love just blossomed.
Yeah, it was a healing place until the last day. But everything, yeah. I think it was all meant to happen the way it did.
Yeah. So let's have a listen to the uncensored Freedom Over Fear, otherwise known as Dear Jacinda by R.E.D. So that was the anthem for many of us who protested either at Wellington or in the localities, stood on the bridges, gave food, hundreds and hundreds of acts of kindness and love over that time. I think that's why so many of us want to keep remembering it, not because it was a protest against, but it was a statement for something really important, human love, human creativity. I still can't get over the building of the bathroom block.
Yes. That's so clever.
So we're now on our seventh piece of music for music with meaning period. And what are you going to round off with for us?
Well, one of my favourites from my probably late teens, early 20s was an artist, Ben Harper. I'm sure lots of people would have heard of him, and I've got a lot of favourite songs that he has put out. This particular one is another one of those ones that I just like to turn up really loud and move around and sing at the top of my lungs. It's got a good sort of a good meaning underneath it all, which has got to do with good intentions versus actions. And so that's something that I do feel strongly about, is I don't want to hear about something that you're going to do. I want to see you do it. You know what I mean? Don't tell me about it. Just do it. And I say that to my kids a lot as well. And to do with, you know, things like developing your character over focusing on your identity. So that those are the sorts of the good old-fashioned sort of stuff that that our grandparents would have told us, you know, back in the day.
I was about to say, do I hear the voice of your maternal grandmother in this?
I don't know about her, but I'd probably say my grandfather, my father's father, was probably somebody who probably just, you know, the people who did, just rolled up their sleeves and they got on with it and they helped people. And yeah, this one is called Ground On Down, and it's by Ben Harper, and it's a really good one to go out on, and I hope that it leaves people feeling sort of upbeat and energised for the rest of their day.
Wonderful. And is there anything else that you would like to say to the listeners as we close this show with this track?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'd like to thank you, Jerry, for having me on. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you for that. I don't know what else to say to people. Just keep on keeping on. You know, keep on doing the things that matter, focusing on the things that are going to make a difference in your life, and discard all the rest of the nonsense and the noise would be something I might like to say to leave off without having thought about it too much in advance.
I completely dropped you in it, didn't I?
And laugh. Remember to laugh. It really helps. There's a lot of madness going on right now. And yes, it's very serious, and we can be serious at times, but I think it's really important to have fun as well.
Alia Bland, thank you so much for everything you've done. You do, alongside of Claire and Libby and so many people actually, deserve a medal. And I don't suppose they'll ever really get handled out, but they're handed out in our hearts to each other when we get together and when we celebrate each other and acknowledge each other. And I want to just really say thank you on behalf of all the listeners, actually, so many of the listeners, for everything that you've given and all that you've given. You are an amazing force for family, humanity, community, and all those really beautiful traditional Kiwi values that have been under attack for so long. And you will forever be in my heart, and I believe in many people's hearts, for all that you've already done. And I can't wait to see what you're about to do.
Well, thank you, Jerry. We don't need no medals. I tell you, just meeting people and having people come up to you and give you hugs and connecting on that way is that's such a lovely reward for everything that we do. So, and to thank you to all of the other people who are out there working in their own spaces, like Linda and Guy and New Zealand doctors speaking out with science. There's a whole lot. I won't name everybody because I know I will miss people out, and I don't want to do that. But there's a lot of legendary people out there who are giving so much of their life for what is good and right. So thank you to all of them, and thank you for everybody for their support. And you know, we make the change together.
Alia Bland, thank you for sitting in the psychotherapist chair.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. Do you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to? Either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us today.